Chinese food you definitely have to try.
Every week here have around 15 restaurants open.
And they're starting to experiment with new kinds of food.
Like you can have like world-class, like international dining experience, and at the same time you can like just walk down the street.
Now that's where I wanted to start. The place where a lot of young Shanghainese get their daily meals. The street.
Here we are in Shanghai's Wuxiang Food Market. This place is amazing. Actually, it's really packed. We're here in the late evening, and you can get lots of good things to eat here. These are vegetable dumplings, just straight off the street vendor. Mmm, they're really good. Let's see what else we can find.
Here's another Shanghai staple.
Rice noodles, basically with some meat, parsley, and spices. It's very spicy. Maybe that's why there's people behind the camera laughing.
Wuxiang Food Market is actually a really fun place to hang out. And then there's this.
Squid on a stick. So he's cooking the whole thing together. Onions, soy sauce, chili spice. There it goes, ready? Definitely some chili pepper. Slight taste of tire tread. That's one thing for sure about Chinese food is it's got a lot of flavor.
Believe it or not, I'm still a little hungry, but I wanted to get way off the beaten path.
If you love seafood, this is the place to be. Here we are at Tung Tuan Fish Market. This place is huge, and it has almost anything you can think of. If it swims, you can buy it here.
Why are there so many people here? Because this is Shanghai's biggest fish market. It's very attractive.
Shanghai sits right on the East China Sea, so seafood is even more popular here than in the rest of the country. And the Chinese penchant for eating nearly anything won't disappoint you here.
There are sea creatures here I didn't even know existed. Unbelievable. Shapes and shells and mussels. This place is almost like sensory overload of like crustaceans and sea creatures.
Another great thing about the wet market is that in the midst of all the mollusks, eels, sea cucumber, squid, octopus, crustaceans, and general unrecognizable creepy, crawly, slimy, scaly, fin-wearing, and at times alien-looking aquatic creatures, you will also get an authentic slice of Shanghainese life.
In between all the stalls, you'll find people playing mahjong.
How many people? This is about 几千人吧? 几千人不止。
As it must be obvious by now, I love food and consider it an essential part of travel. So I often look for places like this. But Tung Tuan takes the cake. It's just the kind of travel experience that gets you away from the tourist masses into the essential spirit of Shanghai. And I think I finally found dinner.
These are in season right now. This is a hairy crab. You can tell there's these weird tufts of hair on both of their pinchers.
The hairy crab is actually a distinct Shanghai specialty.
So I think this is dinner.